With patience, one can achieve what force never will. And that is the thought for today.
This episode of 7 Good Minutes is being brought to you by The Jordan Harbinger Show. Jordan's show was named by Apple as one of its best of 2018. I like it a lot. And since you're clearly a fan of high-quality podcasts, I'm sure you'll enjoy it too. Jordan covers a wide range of topics with new episodes each week, talking with many of the same speakers you hear right here on 7 Good Minutes. Episode 417 is one that I enjoy a lot. Jordan and his guest talk about the hidden logic that shapes our motivations. The fact that the show covers a wide range of helpful topics really makes it a great listen. Listen to The Jordan Harbinger Show, that's H-A-R, B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we get some great tips on how to develop patience, one of life's most essential life skills. Enjoy.
There has been such a radical shift in human behavior since the advent of the digital age that we seem to have forgotten one of humanity's time-honored traits, patience. Philosophers, writers, business leaders, there is a common belief that patience constitutes one of a small handful of key ingredients to achieving success. Patience is predicated on a simple belief, but a powerful one. Patience is, in a sense, the simple recognition that things take time, that achieving greatness, creating a masterpiece, it all takes time. It takes an ability and willingness to be frustrated, to overcome difficulties, to persevere. Since the digital age, more specifically, since the smartphone became so ubiquitous, we have seen an attack on the time-honored institution of patience from two fronts. One, society promulgates the myth of overnight success. The examples of success readily available to us through the media, or through anecdote, are almost always billed as being overnight successes. We hear about companies like Uber exploding in popularity within a couple of years. We hear about the 21-year-old founder, now worth over $1 billion. We hear about a teenager on The Voice, reaching international stardom in a few weeks. What we do not hear about, however, are the years of hard work, of practice, of working in the void, with no audience and no encouragement. What we do not hear about, in short, is the protagonist's patience. And thus, when we consider our own inadequacy and failure, we struggle to find the answers. Because we expect things to happen overnight. Because we lack persistence. Because we are impatient. 2. Our brains are being rewired by the constant distraction and interaction with digital devices. Our attention span is now down to 8 seconds. Social media usage per day per American adult is now above 2.5 hours. We tap our phone 2,617 times a day. Social media and smart home usage is not only a drain on time, but it also changes the very chemical makeup of the brain, which, it must be remembered, is a malleable organ that's development is ongoing, even in adulthood. We have trained ourselves to focus in such short bursts, to switch tasks so regularly, to master the art of busying ourselves, that many of us are almost entirely incapable of selecting a single goal and pursuing that goal with persistence, with patience. And so, our time-honored respect for patience has started to fade, to be lost to history. And with it, we have lost so much of humanity's potential to create great works of art. The great novels never written, the perennial films never conceived, the world-changing companies that were never given enough time. War and Peace, arguably the greatest novel ever written, took Tolstoy 6 to 8 years to conceive, to develop, to write and rewrite. That's a man who knows the value of patience, and not just of persisting in order to write a novel of that length and complexity. Tolstoy also clearly had a great awareness of the nuanced outcomes of patience as well. Beyond persistence, he understood that ideas take time to develop, that you need to write a first version to get the breakthroughs and the insights that will make the next version exceptional. And respect to the man, he took a risk, dedicating nearly a decade to something with no clear idea of what the novel may become or what the finished product would look like. He just worked hard, took his time, remained patient. And it paid off, with War and Peace being labelled the masterpiece of Russian literature by other renowned writers of the period, and many since. Tolstoy may be an exceptional example of the fruits born of patience, but the lessons to take away are relevant for everyone, regardless of your goals in life. If you want to create great work that is perennial, then you must learn to shake off the residual belief that patience is no longer important, that it's had its day. Remember that the best ideas, the breakthroughs, the masterpieces, all of them take time. They take work, they evolve and develop. So when thinking about that next career move, that new relationship, that new business, bide your time and be a little more patient.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.